Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rubs. Coin in the Antichrist.
Right, okay. Hello, and welcome to Weird Tales and the Unexplainable. My name is Beef. I'll be hosting this evening. I haven't done one for a while. It feels like since before the new year that I haven't done one.
Yeah, because your last one you handed over to your wife.
Yeah, I kind of cheated the last one.
Fucking ages, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a couple of months. And so I'll just bring you guys into it because...
Because I already started talking.
Yeah. This is Bob Shoy.
Hello.
And Tizzy Babes.
Tizzy Babe!
Tizzy, it was your birthday yesterday. How was it?
Oh, yeah. I went to work.
Oh, yeah.
Classic birthday.
Got home, you know, ate some food, went to bed. Hardcore.
Did you eat some vegan food?
I didn't do anything. Yeah, of course.
Did you celebrate and have some horse just for... Just for the laugh.
That's horse. Yes,
the meat you miss the most.
Yeah. That is probably the most common meat I used to eat. Rustic burgers.
Before we get into the meat of this episode,
yeah,
we need to talk about the award ceremony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We haven't recorded for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And a lot's happened in 3 weeks.
Yeah. What was it? Like 2 weeks ago, we found out we've been nominated in Other? Is it the Other category?
It's called the Other Award. And it's most original podcast. I feel like we push it in all sorts of directions that others don't.
Hashtag Bob takes acid.
Yeah. Hashtag Bob takes acid.
No, that is exciting. If you're listening and you would like to vote for us, we should clear this up because people have been asking me questions for weeks now.
Okay.
Because they're confused as to what they're voting for.
Okay.
So my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they are voting for Listener's Choice.
Yes.
Which anyone can vote for any podcast.
Every British podcast, if you're nominated for any of the awards or not, is automatically up for Listener's Choice.
Yeah.
So all you do is go on britishpodcastawards.com. And you can vote for your favourite podcast and you type in Weird Tales, it should autocomplete, you'll find us on there. And that'll put in a vote to us and then, you know, everyone's in with an opportunity to win Listener's Choice Award. Mm. The other award is judges. Mm-hmm. And the list of judges are writers and editors from The Guardian, Independent, BBC, lots of publishing houses, lots of broadcasters, sound engineers.
Yeah.
It's a long list of people, but yeah, it's really stunning. Yeah, it was stunning when we got nominated for that.
And I saw that on my Twitter feed.
I was agog, like genuinely, like
chin on the floor,
Home Improvement style. Like,
I kind of thought that
Scooby Doo.
I thought that everyone got nominated, like that entered, but then I realised the amount of nominations couldn't. But then there's way more podcasts that would have.
There was over 400 entries.
What?
Yeah.
It says in the email.
And how many people got nominated, like 50?
If that, no, well, not that.
Not 50.
25?
I would say maybe 25 to 30 and all the across all the awards.
That is amazing, isn't
That's immense.
So just that we've been nominated and we get to go to, what, a theatre in King's Cross?
Yeah,
London?
We go to the ceremony, the Footlight Theatre, I think it's at King's Cross in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, do we know if we have to wear nice things?
No idea.
I wear nice things every day, so...
Well, yeah.
I feel like, as we do when we're recording the show, I feel like we should all go in our pyjama bombs.
I don't know.
Just suit jacket and pyjama bombs.
you think they cater?
We'll look smart when we stand up, and then when we actually will, we'll be like, oh shit, I can't walk up there in our Jimmy Jams.
What are we talking about? I can't wait. I literally can't wait.
This is on the edge of your seat. I really hope I don't disappoint you now.
No, you can't.
Well, I might. You might not be interested in what we're talking about.
It's a challenge.
We are talking about the Antichrist.
Oh!
Antichrist.
Oh, I wasn't expecting this.
No.
The devil.
Well, this is why I asked you to pass me some paper, right?
Okay.
Because, so, I told Bob and Tiss...
God, I wasn't expecting this episode at all. You've really thrown a curveball at me.
Did you? Why would you not expect
it's
me to...
It's curving round.
Just, I would, but I just wasn't expecting this tonight. You know, when when we sat down for necromancy, you weren't expecting me to say necromancy.
No, that's
true. And you were all like, whoa, what?
Came I from feel like, because this is episode 81.
Right.
We're having to think a bit differently now. So some of the stuff is...
I like that we will go further afield. Like, even as early as, like, episode 7 or whatever it was.
Can I rip this out?
Yeah. We did... the psychedelic experience was a pretty strange topic.
Yeah.
So I like it that we do go for these further afield ones, and then, you know, you never know, next week could be something really obvious, like alien abductions. It's not. We've got a discussion show next week.
No, I just... I was looking at something else, and then I realised that was going to take me a long time.
Yeah.
And we could potentially be, I reckon, at least 5 episodes.
Wow.
It's massive.
It's your Warrens.
Yeah, that's my Warrens, yeah. So I didn't want to start it tonight because I need to research it a lot more. But I thought Antichrist was something we've kind of looked at in conversation a couple of times. So I told Bob and Tiss before we started recording that there's no video tonight. I'm not going to use any video, which actually probably doesn't make any difference to you as a listener at all.
Is video the Antichrist?
No.
Okay.
But if you're listening, it surely doesn't really matter whether it's video or just us talking.
Yeah.
But I wanted to try...
We've done a lot of episodes before that have very minimal video. Yes. Normally, my Warren's ones, I don't use much video.
No.
Because I'd like to retell
the story. We might come to a couple at the end, but there's not going to be much at all. And that's because, actually, for this one, for this
there's
subject...
no actual footage of the Antichrist.
Well, none of it is helpful. None of it is useful whatsoever. And you'll see later. Well, you'll understand more as we get into it. You'll understand more. But what I want to do is I want to make this a bit more interactive for you guys.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You're trying to teach in a class.
He's talking about Trump.
Oh.
I said, yeah, okay. The Antichrist.
I think we're going to have to lift the Trump ban just for this episode.
Because he's the Antichrist.
Really? Because that's what it's about. Because he's the topic.
He's the Antichrist.
He's not. He's not. We're not talking about Trump.
He is the Antichrist.
You just said you're going to lift the ban. You said you're not talking about him.
I'm not talking about Trump in the sense that I'm going to focus on him being the Antichrist.
Right.
But lots of people think he is.
He is.
Mm. Oh, I heard a thing. I don't want to say anything in case I'm biting into your episode and things you're going to tell us.
I'll stop you if you are.
There was a number of Antichrists, or there was one Antichrist, but it jumps between bodies. And people believe that it was like, Hitler was the Antichrist, and then like Mussolini was the Antichrist. And now, like, Trump's the new Antichrist.
Mm.
Do you know what I define Antichrist as?
Go on.
The antithesis of Christ.
No. Can I say it, and then you can say if it falls in line with what you're going to say?
Go on.
Okay, so I'd say Antichrist would be the anti to the Christ consciousness. So anything that is a roadblock on the road to us becoming higher conscious beings.
Okay.
Anyone who tries to drag us down and make us act like fucking idiots, like Trump, like
so eloquent, and then just
do you know what I mean?
It was like poetry using from your lips, and then you just slung it in there hard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean we'll come on to that a bit later, but
anyone who accentuates the worst in human beings and accentuates it in the rest of humankind is the Antichrist, because it's the anti to the progression that Christ consciousness will create.
That's quite good, yeah. I quite like that.
Cool.
That's quite good. Well, you can hold on to that thought, because what I thought I'd get us to do, since it's not much video and I want to try it, I don't want it to just be talk. Well, it's a podcast, so it's going to be largely talking. I would like
give us a moment of silence.
I would like you guys to both already
not sure if these pens are going to work.
There's loads of pens in there. Just
I want you guys to draw your interpretation of the Antichrist.
Oh, okay.
What does the Antichrist look like to you? And this is just your interpretation. So for listeners, whilst these guys are cracking on, I've just handed them both a separate piece of paper and a pen. And yeah, it's up to these guys to determine.
This is like really thinking on my feet, because I feel like I could actually draw something way better of what I think the Antichrist is, but I feel like I'm just going to be very cliche in my drawing.
Well, bearing in mind the state of Tiss's drawing for Scylla, I feel like he's going to have to explain quite a lot. Whilst these guys are drawing, I am tucking into a tasty, juicy pale ale from Magic Rock. So if anyone is listening from the north of England and works for Magic Rock, it is very tasty. And if you don't work for it, but you do live in England, I would highly recommend it.
Also vegan.
Magic Rock's all vegan.
Sweet.
Is it?
Because I'm drinking it.
I feel like this isn't what I think of as the Antichrist, but I'm just like, I don't know what else to draw.
No, I know what you mean. I realise this is quite a tricky start. Tiss is furiously tapping away at the table. Hacking away. Tiss finished.
Done.
Okay, this will do.
Okay, how do you want to... Are we just going to... I don't know how we're going to do this.
Do we want to describe our own pictures, or do we want to describe each other's?
Are you going to make a picture appear in my back pocket? You're going to tear it off?
Well, you can explain our pictures if you want, babe.
I'm going to stick it on my fridge.
And you can ask us questions, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll start with you, Bob. So, let me have a look at your drawing.
Assess it.
Okay. Okay, so let me try and describe this drawing. So Bob has drawn something that looks like a ghost outline with like a demonic head with horns, but a halo.
Yeah, so if you look, it's got an attachment. It's like a false halo.
That's very good. Yeah. And like a megaphone in his hand.
Because he's like touting at the people, you know, trying to... He's also sticking his thumb up his ass because he's perverted.
So much thought has gone into this.
Yeah.
I'd have missed those details,
and
though.
The ghosty bit is because I thought I was going to draw him have legs, but
his arse is there.
Yeah. Well, he's a ghost. I don't know where
it's
a
very high arse.
Well, his arms weren't long enough. Well, he's not really a ghost. It's just the idea of him being ethereal. You know?
Okay.
I don't think of him as an actual thing. It's more of an ethereal force, an evil force. That's why I drew it as a ghost.
It's not really a ghost.
And then, like fake halo.
That's
megaphone
good.
And then thumb up the arse. Why not stick that up there?
Stick it up your ass.
Stick up your fucking ass, mate.
Yeah. No, that's good. I like the fake halo. That's very good. And the megaphone. It's not really a megaphone. It's just like a speaker type thing. And the finger up the arse.
Well, I only had like 2 minutes to draw it, mate.
I'm not having a go.
Getting grilled.
Toilet roll tube.
No, it's very good. I like that. Okay.
Thanks.
Alright, that's good. So, Tiss. Tiss has drawn Donald Trump.
Oh, I knew it. I almost did it, but I knew you were going to. And he's written, "Make the world burn." So much for your no more mentioning Trump.
No, I don't mind talking about Trump because it fits in, it's topical.
Okay.
But just not too much. I don't want it to be about Trump all the time.
The amount of description went into one, then he went, "Tiss has drawn Trump."
But
I'm glad
it that
from.
Drawing is just something else. It really is.
Do you want me to put up on the blog?
Yes. Yeah. You can tell that's Donald Trump, so...
Can you?
You know,
can
shirt, you? Stupid shirt, tie,
it's the most
stupid,
famous feature.
Stupid hair. You've gone into so much detail about his upper half, but he's not wearing anything...
His hands are too big, mate.
His legs are pretty...
You could draw a penis nasty. If you wanted to in between. I don't
know. Does he have a penis?
Does he not?
Antichrist.
The Antichrist might have a penis.
I bet the Antichrist got a massive
or small
penis.
And that's why he's like feels exactly. Like he has to like be all shirty with everyone.
Exactly.
Tiny
penis. I still think he's got a massive penis.
No penis. So no penis. Okay, we'll pop these on the blog.
Pop these on the fridge.
On the website.
I genuinely will put them on the fridge.
We'll take a picture of one of us holding the both of them, and you can decide which one is closer to your own interpretation of the Antichrist.
Mm.
I just wanna kinda come back to Bob's drawing.
Oh.
Because yours is
teacher's favouring me.
Well, apart from the megaphone and the fake halo, I like the fake halo, that's good.
Thanks.
And the finger up the arse.
I like the finger up the arse.
the rest of it is quite sort of typical of what people would assume an Antichrist to be. So it's demonic, its horns. If you were to colour that in, what colour would you perhaps use?
Well, I think at the top is head.
Yeah.
It'd be red, right? Yeah. But I think it would fade into like an ethereal blue as it got towards the tip of his tail.
Okay. Yeah, so red. Red's quite a typical thing. And it's evil. It's an evil being, something like that, that has manifests itself in some kind of form. You've chosen a spirit or some kind of ethereal spirit.
I'd put a little bit of brown on the end of his thumb.
So much thought has gone into it.
So he definitely does pee. Otherwise, it's just been in there for years from when he did poo.
Well, if you watch Casper, when the ghosts all like they eat,
it just
loads
falls
of stuff
out
and
the
just
bottom,
falls straight.
Does that count as taking a dump? Or is that...
So I want to know how come that fat ghost is really fat?
Because he was fat in life.
That's not nice. So he's got fat in death as well.
Yeah, you look like what you look like in life. In life, Casper is all like a pure little pansy, and he looks like a pure little pansy on me, and he's dead, doesn't he?
Yeah,
looks like a little boy ghost.
Is he a boy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You see him. You see the actor in
I
the
thought
end.
He was.
You see what he looks like.
What is he? Is it the American kid who was supposed to be Harry Potter?
No. Oh.
Who's the American kid who was supposed to be Harry Potter?
No, Casper was just. Wasn't Casper like killed? Like he's like. Wasn't he like he was murdered
in that
or
film?
Who's the one from Sixth Sense?
Oh, Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, yeah. I'd imagine him to be Casper.
Yeah,
he looks a bit like Casper. He put on a bit of weight.
Yeah, he's quite hefty now, that dude.
Is he actually? Is he?
Yeah.
This might be for weird news.
News?
Weird news.
Yeah, Haley Joel.
Haley Joel has been put on a bit of weight.
Okay.
All right, okay, let's get back on track.
So, what I'm going to do, just to give you guys a bit of a heads up for how the episode is going to run, I'm going to look at the meaning of Antichrist.
Okay.
Then we're going to look just at some characteristics of the Antichrist, what an Antichrist might, you know, look like if you're looking for it. We'll come on to some kind of interpretations from other faiths as well, so it's not just a Christian idea.
Mm-hmm.
There are some faiths, but it's just not something they recognise. But there are quite a lot. We're going to spend some time looking at... we'll play another game, we'll come back to that.
Play another game?
Yeah, it's kind of a game.
A little interactive.
It's not really a game. It's just like an interactive thing.
So calm down. Don't be excited. It's not a game.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's not another episode of Coin in the Pudding, is it?
It's not. It's kind of like Coin in the Pudding.
Is it? Really? What was the other great... We had Al Funk. That was a good name.
Which one was Al Funk?
It was the one we did on schizophrenia. It was like quizzes. It was questions about the brain. It was multiple choice.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're going to look at people accused...
games
the amount of people that have been accused over the years, or the most popular antichrist,
you
I guess, or the most popular accusations.
I think I can guess who number one is.
Go on, I guess number one.
Pickled Mao.
Hitler boy.
No,
really,
it's not Hitler.
Pickled Mao
hasn't been featured out there.
That's because they love
because
him.
Because antichrists are normally seen as like normally chosen by their own people.
Bin Laden.
But the Chinese all loved... It's not Bin Laden. Why are you handing me this?
Mussolini.
I'll break it.
It's not Mussolini. I'm going to stop you there in case you actually say who it is, but it's not any of those.
Right.
It's not any of those.
Let's have
guys.
A guess.
No. I've already had a guess. He wants to save it back.
I want
to...
Have
a guess. Go on.
Just a minute.
He was like he had one.
You had it on the tip of your tongue and now you're having to think about it.
Nixon.
It's not Nixon.
Oh, that's a good guess though.
Anyway, we're going to come on to that in a sec.
He was a bastard, wasn't he?
I don't know, yeah, probably. I don't think people like him. Futurama always hit the piss out. Yeah.
Recommendation of the week, Futurama.
Yeah, fucking right.
Have you ever seen Frost Nixon?
No.
That's good. That's a good film.
Heard it's good.
Yeah, it's really good. It's about the interviews that took place after the Watergate scandal. Yeah. Anyway, Frost Nixon's really
right,
good.
Anyway, very good film.
Yeah.
I'm just going by your...
No, it's really good. Yeah, I watched it recently.
So, anti. I'm going to break the word down. Anti, meaning not...
Not your uncle.
Hey.
Your uncle's wife. Your antichrist. means against or opposite of.
Nope. Not in the original meaning.
Anti means...
I mean, that is one interpretation, but it's not the original interpretation.
Against?
I said that.
You said against.
I said opposite of and against.
The original translation actually it means in place of.
Oh, so it's an imposter.
Or counterfeit. Yeah.
So someone presenting
themselves.
That's
why my halo was good.
That's why your halo. I liked your halo.
It
I was like,
better
yeah.
Better than I even realised.
Someone presenting themselves as Christ, a false prophet, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Ooh. Yeah, so.
Trump.
If. So the guy who wrote The book I gave you at Christmas, Bob.
Mm-hmm. What's the Antichrist?
Tom Wright. He's not the Antichrist. Tom Wright talks about the Antichrist, mm-hmm. and he says we shouldn't be using the word Christ because it makes it seem like some kind of evil force which is against God. And he said if you use the original translation of anti-Messiah, in its context, if you look at the letter of 1 John in the New Testament, John was talking about a problem that they had at the time, which is, so Jesus had just ascended to heaven after his death and resurrection. The problem they had was that they had lots of people kind of claiming they were Jesus. There are people claiming that he'd returned somewhere else, that the second coming had already happened. And so essentially what he was doing was trying to say, don't follow these guys, because that's not what Jesus said would happen. So don't listen to these false Christs.
Okay.
Don't listen to these anti-Christs.
We know for loads of people who said they were Christ and weren't.
Well, no, because that's... Because
there's one probably in a John Ronson book... David Icke. David Icke claimed to be the second coming of Christ, didn't he?
Yes.
David Icke came out.
Is he the one that you were talking about earlier?
And there was also another guy in John Ronson's book who came out and said he was the second coming of Christ. Yeah. And then like his life went to shit, I think. It usually does when you say that. It's all like people think you're mad.
I don't...
That's why Jesus is probably like never come back. Because it's like they're going to think I'm fucking mental. still wearing them crosses. So, they want me to go away.
Sorry. You can tell he's been like excited for this episode for a while.
Do it.
All right. But you were going to say something, Bob?
No. Okay.
So it's not anti-Christ doesn't necessarily mean attacking or against Christianity in that sense. It's more like a counterfeit or offering something in its place which isn't real. So it's like me handing you a false £5 note. Like,
right.
I'm trying to offer you something which isn't
and
the
I'm
real
like,
thing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Try and spend it.
Yeah.
And someone's gonna where's be like, your money?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
taken upstairs. Yeah.
but also if we look at the book of 1 John, the people, the Antichrist.
The book of 1 John.
Yeah, so John wrote a gospel, and then he wrote three small letters to churches after Jesus was resurrected.
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah, it's in the New Testament, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It isn't just a separate book?
No. The book of 1 John is in,
what are the letters?
I would say, the book of Genesis, the book of...
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
What are the letters saying?
Sorry?
What do the letters say?
So he talks more about, he's referring more to the Antichrist being like a spirit, which is... He's basically referring to the Romans. He's referring to the Roman Empire because at the time they were incredibly oppressive, they were incredibly forceful, ruthless, especially to people who are religious because they wanted people only to bow down to the Roman ruler at the time.
Mm.
So this is something which is probably a phrase that that John used to describe.
So was he the first person to use the term?
He may have been. He's the only... The word Antichrist is only found four times in the Bible.
I was going to say, is it mentioned before then in the Bible?
It's four times in the Bible and every single one is in John's book.
He's trying to get it started, wasn't he? He's like, I can't have a new word. I keep dropping it and people are going to...
So,
I'm going to say, though, I really like when we delve into spiritual episodes on the show.
Okay, good.
Because I'm not someone with a faith.
Mm.
To me, it's really interesting. Mm. It's like things I don't know about at all. It's like when you talk about the psychedelics and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know about it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
If you do an episode on aliens, it's really fun. But we all know a little bit about aliens because we've all heard stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is like stuff I just don't know anything about. So it's really interesting. It's
interesting, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Antichrist is, yeah, it's loosely found in other books as well. So the book of Revelation talks about, well... People would interpret it as being the Antichrist, but it doesn't actually mention the word. So they talk about beasts. So have you guys heard of like the Mark of the Beast and 666 and all that stuff? People would say that's the Antichrist. And when you read,
why is the number 6 related to the beast?
That's a good question. I think the answer lies in the Bible itself.
Is God 7?
Seven is like resembles like perfection.
Yeah. Because I just know because the pixies.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a biblical thing. I don't think it is.
Seven is perfection.
Sorry?
Seven is perfection.
Well, yeah, it's apparently.
No way.
Yeah, because the Pixie song I'm thinking of, I didn't know ever. It's the only place I've heard of God referred to as seven. It says, if man is five, then the devil is six, and God is seven.
Yeah.
And I was
this monkey's
always,
gone to heaven.
Yeah, this monkey's gone to heaven. And I always wondered whether that was a real thing, like, is the number seven related to God? But yeah, I guess it would great be song. Then if seven is considered perfect. It's a great song. Outro music this week, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, this monkey's gone to heaven. Yeah. Fucking great song.
But when you read the where 666 comes from in the Bible, I think that is quite telling in itself. So it talks, this is in Revelation 13. From verse 11, it describes what this beast looks like. So this is John having like a dream, like a vision.
Okay.
And it's, people would believe it's God showing John specific events throughout history, which are like really pivotal moments. Okay. So in Revelation, you get a lot of stuff that happened, how the demons became, how they fell from heaven. There are revelations about Jesus. There's revelations about the future. And he talks about this beast that he saw.
And he's going to describe it.
Yeah, he describes the beast, but more about what it does.
Okay.
So it had two horns, but it spoke like a dragon, exercises all the authority, and made the earth its inhabitants worship the beast. And it performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. Because of the signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of the first beast. So there's another one that comes like out of the sea. It deceives the inhabitants of the earth. The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that the image could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. Now this is the 666 bit. This calls for wisdom. Right, so it's like John saying, this next bit, I don't really know what this means.
Right.
He's saying, this calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666.
Uh-huh.
So what John's saying is, and what we need to understand about this is all, if it's all a vision or a dream or something that someone is seeing, it's all picture language. It's like someone trying to explain poetry to you, isn't it? So what people will do when they try to interpret that and say Trump is the Antichrist, Hitler's the Antichrist, blah, 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 is they take picture language that John has had and they try and interpret it in their own way. But yeah, the 666, I think people read into it so much, and John himself even says, this next bit calls for a bit of wisdom. I don't really know what this means. I saw the number 666. I don't know if that means anything specific or not. So that's where 666 comes from.
This is what I drew based on his description.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
So he spoke like a dragon, had two horns, yeah. 666.
And he was casting people, that's the point thing. He was casting strange symbols.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's like he's got like little shades on or something.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do for the eyes.
Yeah, no, it's... no, it's good, it's good. So before we get on to people, I want to just share with you taken from the book of Daniel, talks a bit about the beast as well. Eight characteristics of the Antichrist. There are more that you can find, but
so we see how many we've
this
got.
Is the main one.
Is this the next game? We see how many we've got.
Well, that you've got personally.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Number one, the dynamic nature in his personality. So, would you say you've got a dynamic nature?
And who's interesting is a dynamic nature
or
in their personality.
Bold countenance, a bit of intrigue, which is why political leaders are normally the ones chosen to. So they're quite dynamic in their personality. They're quite,
I think we've got a bit of intrigue.
Well, everyone who's got intrigues.
The Antichrist has all eight of these things.
Oh, okay.
Number two is the delegated power of his rule. So it's someone who is appointed into a position. So they're either democratically elected, again, which is why the United States come under so much as well.
No one elected us for anything.
So what about a dictatorship?
That's what you were saying.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that's why they're not considered the Antichrist as much, because they weren't elected by their own people.
But lots of dictators were considered to be antichrists. Okay. Just Hitler's not the most common. Oh. Stalin's not the most common.
Hitler was elected, though.
He was elected, yeah. And he was dynamic. And you could say that number three...
Is it someone old? Let's see.
So let's, okay, let's from now on then, let's take Hitler as an example, right? And let's see if he ticks all these boxes, right?
Who is the most antichrist?
So he is was... the Queen? I saw the Queen yesterday, by the way.
No.
She was in Dunstable.
No. She was in Dunstable?
Yeah.
Why she wasn't in Dunstable?
She was. I was driving through Dunstable in the van. There was loads of crowds up ahead. And I was like, what's going on? Loads of coppers everywhere. I thought it was a protest.
Yeah.
And then when I got closer, I noticed Union Jacks everywhere. I leant out and said, oi, mate, one of the coppers. I said, what's going on? Who is it? And he went, it's the Queen. I went, oh, right. And looked over and I was like, oh, yeah, she is.
But she was walking.
Yeah, she was coming out of some home somehow. Something.
You saw her, like literally with your own eyes.
Yeah, she was walking outside.
What's she look like?
Old.
You saw the Queen.
She's quite small, isn't she?
Did she transform?
No.
Into a lizard.
Did she shapeshift?
No, she was on her way to Whipsnade.
To eat.
Oh, yeah, she was opening the elephant thing in Whipsnade.
She was fucking eating animals, man. Come on. She's a reptilian.
Eating animals.
Yeah, whole goats.
Oh, just because you're a vegan, if one of these animals, they're an antichrist.
No, reptilians. Alligators. You see alligators.
Antichrist.
Meat.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to this.
And Dunstable, no one's going to miss the animals.
It's pretty cool that you saw her.
That's like Jimmy Savile stuff, man.
My dad was really disappointed that I didn't care that the Queen was there.
I would have cared. I would have been like, oi, change.
Because he said, do you want to pull over and go and have a look? And I was like...
I would have told her to shift.
I said, nah.
I would have told her to shapeshift.
Well, once you've seen her, what else are you going
to
do?
What would you do if she actually was a reptilian and, like, I told her to shapeshift and she fucking just come and eat me? Right in front of you. What could you do?
Look at that.
Hey, where were we?
So let's take Hitler as an example.
Right.
Let's see if he ticks all these things. Number one, the dynamic nature in his personality. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Two, delegated power of his rule. He was delegated into that role.
Okay.
Number three, the demonic nature of his program.
Well, he had some naughty things.
It's a bit demonic, right? Yeah. The devilish source of his power. Now, this shows that the power won't be his own power. Might come from another source, like a demonic spirit, an ethereal spirit. And you said earlier about spirits jumping in and out of...
Yeah.
So, obviously, this one's a bit tenuous.
Well, you couldn't know. You can't know that one.
This one, though, the destructiveness of his persecution. Yeah.
Yeah, he did do a bit of persecution. A
little bit.
Yeah.
The deceitful nature of his power.
Okay. Quite deceitful. Everyone, like, it's going to be cool. And then he got into power and he did some things that I would consider not cool.
Did he give everyone a car, though?
No, he promised it.
Yeah, so deceitful.
Deceitful. Yeah. Bloody VW program.
Just got thousands of stamps.
Yeah, that's the worst of his crimes.
VW.
Number seven, the defiant nature in his profession. So he shall exalt himself, he shall destroy many others in their prosperity,
mm-hmm.
And rise and rise and rise in power. That's mm-hmm. pretty, yeah.
That's pretty much it, love.
Number eight, his defeated purpose. So eventually... he's defeated, so the Antichrist will also be defeated in his ultimate purpose of bringing the entire earth under his control.
So what are you worried about?
I'm not worried.
so the purpose of the Antichrist is to try and take over the entire world.
But he always
fails. In doing that, he's always going to fail.
Yeah, apparently this is what people have
Is that what, dictated. Was Hitler trying to take over the world, though?
Yeah, of course he was. He wanted to make
That's so,
world.
Like... manic. That is such like a cartoon villain.
Rachel,
I want to rule the world.
Yeah,
that's Rachel. Crazy.
Rachel says that if he had defeated Britain and moved in, then she reckons he would have been very difficult to stop.
Why?
Like much harder. Than
why do you want to rule the world though?
What, you think America couldn't have just destroyed?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Or they would have just come and bargained with him, wouldn't they? America. Oh,
that's what The Man in the High Castle's about, isn't it?
What's that?
It's a documentary. Not a documentary.
It's a TV series, like What If Hitler Won?
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
No.
You can literally, like, if you saw Hitler in the afterlife, you'd be like, ah, you fucking failed me.
I bet he is a whipping boy. Well, he is in hell, isn't he? He's not. He's not in the good place.
No, because everyone gets forgiven, isn't it?
Do you think Hitler's forgiven, babe?
Do I think Hitler's forgiven?
Yeah, because everyone's forgiven in the Christian way.
I don't know.
Is this where it gets sticky?
I'm not God.
Now he admits it.
I don't know.
I think he did the time for the crime.
What is the time for that crime?
Oh, millions of years.
So he hasn't done it yet?
Yeah, but time's irrelative in heaven, isn't it?
He might not be in heaven.
I mean, in hell.
Okay, cool. So we've got the characteristics. They're kind of in our minds a bit.
Is it Caesar? Is Caesar the Antichrist?
That's what I said.
I know. But I'm just dying to know.
Well, is he?
I'm fucking dying to know.
Oh, it's like we're in class.
One thing I was thinking about.
Something cool at the end.
This is where I bring out my game, guys.
Oh, it's a hat.
It's a hat. I just want to try and think of a way of making it a bit more interesting. So in here, this is why it's like coin in the pudding. We've got 16 people.
Coins in our pudding.
Coin in the pudding.
I've got the bells behind the coin in the pudding.
It's not Christmas. They're in the top drawer.
What, it?
No.
Yeah, top drawer, yeah.
Oh, can you hear it? As soon as he opened it, you can hear it. Alright, yeah. Alright. I can't close the drawer, I'll do it later.
Now
it's time for...
Coin in the pudding! Coin in the Antichrist!
So, it's very simple. You guys are going to take a name, an Antichrist out of the pudding.
And if we get the right one, who's the biggest one, we win.
If you get the number one person who has been considered to be the badass.
Is it Nostradamus?
Most badass Antichrist. You'll win. There's no prize, but you'll win.
Nostradamus? But can you say, when you pull it out, can you say, I think it's this one?
If you want, yeah. Yeah, why not?
We're making up the game ourselves.
He
didn't even need to. He knows we're so desperate to be a competition. He's just like chucks us off in a hat. He's like, they'll make something out of this.
Yeah. Give him a hat and some names.
Well, on the mystery board, you turned it into a competition like instantly.
Turned into a hat.
So who wants to go first? There'll be eight each.
Me.
So, go on, Bob. Take an Antichrist out of the pudding.
It's this one.
I can't wait to take an Antichrist out of the pudding. I well fancy some pudding.
So this is Juan Carlos I of Spain.
Can I talk about him?
If you want.
Is he the guy who went across to Mexico?
I'm not actually familiar with Juan Carlos I of Spain.
Is he the one in the Inquisitions? Or is he the one who went across and destroyed the Aztecs?
I'm just going to him. Sorry, Mike.
carry on speculating.
No, my computer's gone really slow. Okay, so Juan Carlos I of Spain.
Yeah.
Took the throne of Spain just after the days of the dictator Francisco Franco, but immediately started to dismantle his regime. And so within 2 years, Spain had its first election since the 1930s. So essentially, he was considered to be the Antichrist because of the way that he started to slowly dismantle the people that were below him.
Right.
And people even hypothesized that he was the beast that we just spoke about.
Oh.
So people, not all of these guys are...
But what did he do?
...are said to be that. He just
sacked loads of people.
Yeah, I think he just pretty much just took hold of the regime that was in place, which was a considerably steady one. It was one that, you know, people were quite happy with. So it meant that... they had their first election because since then they didn't need election. It was
him. Shit. Does that mean, like, you know, when they say about bad things like vampires, you have to invite them in? Do you think elections are like you have to invite the beast in? Do you think dictators are actually the good ones and we destroy them?
No, I don't think dictators are the good ones, mate. your theory started falling apart.
Well, dictators are good.
I do sometimes think like democracy is the worst thing. Imagine you in a room with 10 people and someone was dying.
Communist talk.
Would you vote to see what happened, or would you just go, "Oh, there's a doctor"? You'd give
really
power.
There isn't
really how democracy system. Works, is it?
That's what I mean. So maybe it doesn't work.
There isn't a perfect system. Every system's flawed.
Then maybe we should go back to the system of keeping it real, man.
Tish, take an Antichrist out of the pudding.
Oh, I saw this.
Ronald Reagan.
Jack Reagan.
Jack Bauer.
What about Ronald Reagan then?
Ronald Reagan was the fucking Antichrist, mate.
So Ronald Reagan was didn't
he start the war on drugs, like, again?
So this is what his accusers have to say. This is really tenuous. This is really kind of shocks me. So most people say he's the Antichrist because each of his names, so Ronald, Wilson, Reagan, Six letters in each one. Six, six, six.
Rubs, 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 rubs. But what did he do? Did he start the war on drugs?
I don't know, did he? You tell me, I don't really know much about
it. Yeah, yeah. The Reagan administration, I'm pretty sure, started an all-out war on drugs because it was like public enemy number one. Either him or Nixon.
Trying to distract everyone, wasn't he?
I think, well, I think that was Reagan.
Yeah, Antichrist.
Because he's like
real,
if you
real.
He's the real Antichrist.
Nah.
If you watch Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, isn't it Ronald Reagan that they slag off and he's like moves in down the road in Bel-Air?
No, that's The Simpsons and that's Fresh.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
So these are the other kind of things that people say make him the Antichrist, right? So he's not really got much to do with drugs at all. One is that he's got six letters in each name.
No, tenuous rubs.
Second, he survived a mortal wound.
Tenuous rubs.
Because he was shot, wasn't
also
he?
Also did Hitler.
When he's now on a beach in Argentina.
No. In the First World War, he survived a explosion, didn't he? He got shrapnel.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Shot to so the back he of... survived a...
This one's the most ridiculous
shot
one.
Shot the buttocks.
That's a shot to the neck.
As far as Gump in the hair.
This, I think, is the most ridiculous one. This next one is that the First Lady wore a lot of red.
Oh, that is rubs. Come on, let's pick another one. Get the hat back out.
This is fucking rubs.
Get the pudding back out. Come on.
I picked the most rubs one. Well, they did start.
I think most of these are rubs.
He didn't start the war on drugs, but he...
Classic.
Oh, Hitler.
Adolf Hitler.
So we don't really need to go into Hitler, do we?
We've talked a lot about Hitler already.
Talked a lot about Hitler.
About fucking Bill.
Hitler...
He's going to tell us some more anyway.
No, I'm not going to talk about Hitler, but I am going to tell you, this might shock you, he's only number four on the most, considered to be the most antichristic.
He didn't win at everything, did he?
He's always
he lost
a
art competitions, had his ball lopped off and put in the Albert Hall. Take another antichrist out of the pudding.
Antichrist it up. Here we go.
This one. Michael Jackson.
Oh, it could be. Mikhail Gorbachev. Okay.
He was...
Is he the one with the stain on his head?
Yes, that's the guy, yeah. So this is Mikhail Gorbachev.
Oh, yeah. Is he the Antichrist?
No, it's... So essentially, people think... Now, this is another thing that really kind of puzzles me about this whole Antichrist stuff, is that some people think that people that go out of their way to create world peace are considered... Antichrist, because they're people who, because they believe that's their way of gaining control of the world.
Oh, and then
by going
flip
under
switch.
The guise of peace.
And so, then, what about if you genuinely are trying to create world peace?
Well, this is I don't know. This is what this guy was trying to do. So he went apparently to negotiate with Reagan to try and stop talking about nukes.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Just let's pack it in. Let's not nuke each other. That's going to be a bad thing for everyone. Considered to be an antichrist by quite a lot of people. There's even someone that has taken the mark on his head.
Oh, to be
and
that
used
six.
The demonic, the star.
Oh, the pentagram.
The pentagram, yeah. He was a charismatic leader. He ruled in the Soviet Union and weird thing on his head.
Is Margaret Thatcher the antichrist?
Get that out.
Margaret Thatcher's not even in here at all, mate.
Oh, she's in mine. Antichrist, mate. She's the Antichrist. And fucking Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
Teresa may not.
Oh, I like this dude. Rasputin.
Yeah. Come to me, Rasputin.
Rasputin. I don't know an awful much about Rasputin.
Good, because I'm going to do an episode on him soon. No, we talked about it for a while. You can do it if you want.
Actually, I want to talk about it, yeah.
So we won't talk too much about Rasputin then, but... Rasputin, actually, I don't know hardly anything about him at all.
Then we'll do
the whole episode.
Yeah, I was going
Rasputin, coming soon.
Yeah, there's enough about Rasputin to not talk about it now.
Exactly, because I don't want to even.
I feel like either me or Tiss is going to tackle Rasputin soon.
But people apparently hated him so much that they tried to kill him.
Yeah, many times.
That's the only thing I'll give away.
Just drop it! this is gold, come on! You're killing it. Well, in summary...
Rasputin, coming soon.
Yeah. You can just cut that.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
All right, well, let's leave that there.
Fuck off, Barack!
Number one, mate.
No, he's
no.
Not.
Yeah.
No,
because
not
he got out.
Not
because he got out. because he when? Yeah, when in college.
Number one. Barack Obama, mate. Such a stupid song. What a stupid, stupid.
What, because he drone killed everyone?
No.
But Trump's pretty high up on that drone killing list already.
He's trying to beat the record. Yeah. What?
It's like a fucking pigeon shooting.
Well, why Obama?
Well, he ticks some of the boxes that we talked about before. Some of the 8 characteristics, which, to be honest, this all seems quite tenuous to me. Some of it, though. This is where American evangelical Christians and British evangelical Christians are very, 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 very different.
American ones are a bit more extreme.
American ones want the guy who's going to stop abortion rates.
Right.
Stop gay marriage.
Right.
You know, all this stuff. And they want that person who's not Obama.
Right, okay.
So Trump is nowhere near the Antichrist then, for them.
Yeah, Trump's but for a lot of people,
I would say a lot Trump of evangelical Christians in America would probably think Trump's a pretty good choice.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah, but he was well liked. So promises a lot of change. He was very different from a lot of other people.
Bernie Sanders,
and rose from an obscure. So people found it quite shocking when he became president because of
you telling me, fucking hell.
But you you've just picked out number one, mate.
Wow.
Number one, Barack Obama.
Oh, that was a fucking anti-climax.
Anti-Christ, mate.
I actually thought that was quite a shocking good revelation.
Nah. Barack.
Right.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
Thomas Jefferson.
Did he write the Constitution?
Yeah, he was one of the founding fathers.
Yeah, he started all his stupid laws that they won't let go of.
Fucking hell, who's it going to be next? Elon Musk?
Elon Musk, isn't it?
Richard Branson.
Corbyn.
Corbyn, yeah. All of our fucking heroes are the Antichrist, and everyone who's a isn't.
Heroes. What about Chad Kroger? What about Thomas Jefferson?
So he was someone who apparently tended to kind of create a lot of power for himself. So because he wrote the Constitution, was one of the founding fathers, he was someone who was seen to just create power.
But someone's got to do it.
Well, yeah.
You could say, someone's like, he wants to be the first, he wants to be the one who lays down these laws, but also, someone's got that.
And the people, this is what I think is really unfair about this, people idolised him, so apparently he's an Antichrist.
Because Arnold Schwarzenegger idolized. In Junior, the Antichrist, he wants to have the first male child.
Junior.
Is Danny DeVito
the crazy thing about that is this isn't the first time we're talking about Junior on the show.
It's such an obscure film.
Hello.
Arnie.
Kindergarten Cop is probably one of my most watched films.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
Yeah.
One of your most watched films.
Recall.
He said that Jingle All the Way was his favourite Christmas film.
Yeah.
Favourite Christmas film.
Mate, that is shocking.
What are you chatting about?
Shocking.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Favourite Christmas song?
We know what yours is.
What?
The one we sang. That's why we sang it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Last Christmas. No, but everyone's favourite. What's everyone's favourite Christmas song?
I quite like the Pretenders one.
No, but unanimously everyone says.
Can't think.
No,
dun, dun, dun. I can't remember what it's called.
The Pretenders.
Yeah, the Pretenders have a Christmas song.
I was thinking of the Pogues. Sorry, where they're like,
yeah,
you cheap.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't like
everyone
that
loves because
it's
song.
So overplayed.
Yeah, obviously, because it's the best Christmas song I've ever made.
Oh, I'm so sick of
you
that
just
song.
Told me that Wham is.
Yeah, Wham is great.
Good right, come on then, pick another coin out of this hat.
Come on, let's get an Antichrist out of the fucking...
Quite a lot, I didn't realise how many...
That's what I did on Coin and the Pudding.
If you pick someone who would...
My favourite person in the world, Han Solo. I mean, JFK.
JFK.
Han Solo, your favourite Star Wars character?
No, Chewbacca. Obvious.
Oh, yeah. Beef, who's your favourite Star Wars character?
My favourite Star Wars character?
Yeah. Are we all going to go for it? Well, obviously we are. I was going to say we were going to go for original trilogy characters, but...
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Lando's too
Lando's cool,
obvious, isn't it?
No, I think Lando's a good shout. I quite like Lando. Lando's up there for me.
Cool, yeah.
Cool.
Who's about JFK? I'm not even going to entertain this.
Yeah, Luke.
Not even going to entertain it.
Luke Skywalker's my favourite character.
Not even going to entertain JFK. Sorry.
Sorry, we don't have to. We've talked about JFK a lot. Some of these people we've talked about quite a lot.
So okay, not really quick, quick bullet well. Points. We'll raise
the
his last ones.
Just to be clear, he's not the only guy.
Oh, hang on a minute. You'll like this one, Tissy.
Just to be clear, who is he?
Prince Charles.
Yeah, probably. He wasn't elected, though.
Well, no, they'd have to be elected.
Well, he was born into it. And he's a reptilian. And he killed Diana.
And.
Did I do my Diana episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's one of our most popular episodes ever. Oh, sorry. It's number two, I think.
I forgot if I did it.
It's our second most downloaded episode ever.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So, Prince Charles is quite...
self-explanatory.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Yeah, he's alright.
Don't really need to go into it too
much. Didn't
he
want No, that's the Week Queen's husband, didn't it?
Take a...
He wanted... He thought that... yeah, he want... He was in Hitler Youth, and he thought that depopulation was a good idea.
Andrew, yeah.
Roman Philip. Nero Caesar. Philip, that's it.
Philip.
Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
You asked about Caesar.
We thought Caesar was going to be number one before, and then you pulled Obama out.
Yeah. Just for all the reasons we spoke about earlier, just the how ruthless he was as a ruler, someone who people saw to be quite, well, very charismatic.
Romans were a bit naughty.
Yeah, and anti, at the time, they would have been considered, they wouldn't have necessarily been considered an anti-Christ, because he didn't claim to be a Messiah or anything. But, yeah, he tried to, pretty much tried to stop the start of the Christian church, so, not him alone, but the Roman Empire, so people would have, at the time, considered him to be...
He had a big nose as well, didn't he?
Isn't Jesus king of the Jews? Is that ironic, or is he actually?
No, Jesus was a Jew.
Hasidic. Did he have the hat and the...
Right, how many coins have we got left?
Six.
Wow, that's loads.
That's quite a lot.
I'm going to pull some out, I think.
Is it your go? Oh.
Yeah, it's my go.
Because there are some which... is it your go?
It's like JFK and like Han Solo.
I'll keep that in.
Fucking favourite people in the world.
Han Solo.
Han Solo is a pretty good character.
Yeah.
I like Han Solo.
I've taken two out, so we're down to four.
This is who I said was the Antichrist.
Ray Mabus.
Marvis, yeah. That, because of what I said on the Nostradamus episode, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. But he turns up time and time again. His name was all over.
Who is he?
All over the internet.
Remember on Nostradamus, he said there was going to be three Antichrists.
Mabus is one.
So the last Napoleon. One was someone called... Yeah, it was Napoleon, Hitler, and then someone called Marbus. And no one knew who it was, but there's this dude called Ray Marbus, or Ray Mabus, who is... He works... For the US government, who is he? He's one of the military dudes.
Yeah, he is. He served as state auditor and governor of Mississippi, ambassador to Saudi Arabia, secretary of the Navy.
That's the one he currently holds.
Sorry?
What's he doing now?
Secretary of Navy.
Secretary of Navy.
But what is he doing that's so antichristical?
Just because Nostradamus said the third antichrist would be Marbus.
Oh, is it only
and he's
that?
Yeah, and he's in like a high government position.
Yeah, Marbus will soon die.
Oh.
So just to recap on...
Marbus would die. Someone would kill Marbus.
Marbus will soon die.
World War III.
Then will come a horrible undoing of people and animals. At once one will see vengeance. The hundred powers, thirst, famine, then the comet will pass.
Yeah. So someone's going to kill Marbus, and then World War III is...
Boom. Isn't there a comet going to pass Earth, like, in the next year or something?
Well, it's supposed to be this year, isn't it? He said 2017, Marbus will die. So get ready for WW3.
World War III.
I'm going to take two.
Okay.
And hold on to the last one. We got.
Did you take two?
No, he didn't.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Pope Benedict the 15th.
Pope Benedict the 15th. All your favourite people.
Is that 15th? No, 16th.
16th. Yeah. So not. So the Pope, the one the we had before. Pope.
Is that the one he got kicked out?
Oh, that old dude.
He died, didn't he?
Oh, did he die?
He died, yeah.
Yeah, the old guy.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he was Pope
every
for
pope,
a long
every
time.
Every Pope is old.
I'll say a picture of him.
All Popes pretty.
I know what he looks like. Bald, right?
Yeah, well, I think he had a little bit of hair on his head, yeah. Surprisingly, the Pope is someone who. He's been long considered to be the Antichrist.
Because people don't think that he should be claiming to be the voice of God.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, it not
that's
obviously
a pure guess.
Obviously not Catholics. Catholics adore him and think he's amazing. But there are other branches
of Christianity.
Quite a few people. So
he looks like Emperor Palpatine.
No, he resigned. He did resign, and then he died.
So
both then.
Is
a twofer.
So Protestant reformers, like so people who were Catholic.
Like Palpatine, yeah, he does.
Protestant reformers, including Martin Luther.
King.
John Calvin. No, these are people who said that the Roman papacy, so...
Roman Palpatine.
The Pope.
Roman Palpatine. Emperor Palpatine. That the Pope is the Antichrist.
What, Benedict?
Yeah, Benedict.
Well,
yeah. Or whoever is the current Pope.
Oh, I thought he was... Oh, fucking hell. He would have been in for ages if he was in there when Martin Luther was in.
So, John Calvin, Thomas Cranmer, John Thomas, John Knox.
Thomas, isn't that a name for a dick?
Are these all people like the pub?
Getting your John Thomas out.
Getting your John.
Is that named after him?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Did he get his knob?
It's got to be named after someone.
I think he's just an. I don't know.
Let's get I'm going to find that and put it as a little post credits.
How did you not take? How did you it's not take another one?
Right. Thank you.
Mavis.
Did you just get given two?
Yeah.
Je suis Napoleon.
Right, so again, we come back to your
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus,
his one of the prophecies.
He rode elephants through the Alps, didn't he?
Hannibal did that.
Hannibal did that. Napoleon did something else.
Well,
no, he did defeated
elephants. Very, very brutal. Lots of people didn't like the way he killed lots of people.
Apparently, baguettes were invented from France.
Baguettes were invented. Wait a minute. Baguettes were invented from France, yeah.
Baguette.
Go on.
Invented in France.
Try and make this not racist, yeah.
Two, put down your shoe in battle and you could pull it out.
No.
Like a bit of bread.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Really?
Because you're locked. Your boots
that
are quite
sounds
long.
Like one of them bullshit stories, though, that it always appears on facts, but it's actually false.
Yeah.
Should we ring our resident historian?
Yeah. I want to see if Rachel thinks this is real or rubs.
Henry Kissinger.
Oh, that guy.
Henry Kissinger. He was one of the first people to be, like, in the modern era to be considered.
Oh, Antichrist. Really?
Let's ring it now.
He's got a funny voice.
I'll put her on speaker.
He's got a funny voice.
Who are these people that, like, decide?
Oh. Are you right? I'm going to put you on speaker, okay?
Where he gets all, like, voice change when his wife gets on the phone.
It's like all right, voice. Rachel, you are live on Weird Tales and the Unexplainable.
Right, yeah.
So, we've got a question, and since you're our resident historian...
Right.
We've got a question for you. This has come from Adam Tiss, age 27.
Yeah.
28. He's 28. Just turned 28.
28 yesterday, sorry, 28. He wants to know, he's written into the show, he's a big fan. He wants to know, where baguettes, yeah. Where, and listen, right, because you won't be expecting this. Were baguettes invented by the French?
From France.
From France. For soldiers to put down the sides of their boots,
so they can eat in battle.
So they can eat them in battle. Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It makes sense.
Where baguettes from France?
Yeah. Where baguettes?
I believe the first bit. Yeah. I believe the baguettes were from France. Were invented from France.
Were they invented? For soldiers to pull them out of their boots and have a munch on them during battle?
Not that I know of.
Ah, oh, I thought you were going to be able to put that one to bed for us.
For you.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll find out from another source.
Some listener will write in.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Rach.
Well, according...
Oh.
There's a history of the baguette website.
Right.
Well, that's going
this
on the
is
blog
conclusive,
this week.
Yeah.
That says that...
Tiss is also looking as well.
Really?
Yeah.
See if we found the same website.
I don't know.
Mate, it does not say about it being stuck down your boot.
No.
That would be the first thing. He's on history, right? On Wikipedia. That would be the first thing they said. He's on paragraph 3 and he still hasn't mentioned it.
It's not, is it?
The long white loaves have been around since the time of Louis
XIV.
Okay.
No.
I don't think it. I don't
and
think.
It was the increasing availability and cheapness of wheat.
All right.
White bread is no longer exclusive for the rich. So people made longer bread to show off.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay, that's quite clever. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, Rachel.
Rubs.
There you go.
Well, I'll see you later, and Bobby will see you tomorrow.
Okay. Then.
Oh yeah. See you down the curry house.
Bye. Thanks, Rach.
I guess it was Rubs.
Rubs. Sorry, mate.
Sorry about that. Right, so Napoleon, we know about Napoleon.
Yeah.
Last one?
Henry Kissinger.
Henry Kissinger.
Oh, yeah, we started talking about Henry Kissinger already.
Yeah, let me just get my thing.
He had a funny voice. Didn't he work with Nixon?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Futurama again.
So Henry Kissinger was the former Secretary of State in America. He's long been a contender for the Antichrist thanks to his political aspirations, his Jewish heritage, attempts to make peace in the Middle East. A number of conspiracy theorists believe Kissinger is an advocate for depopulation, culling the third world of useless eaters and leaving it a paradise for the elite.
Mm. So he was he's renowned for being very persuasive.
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. The way that he managed to kind of he get people talk to
people follow around his,
yeah,
point
he was very
view.
Yeah. It was like really, yeah, really
silver persuasive. Tongue.
Yeah, yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So long being a contender, Mr. Kissinger. So there we go. Those are a list of the biggest
number one, though.
Number one.
Barack Obama, number one.
Are you surprised by that?
I was.
Yeah, and then JFK fucking knocked me for six. How is he the Antichrist?
He told you.
Amazing. What was it?
Well, JFK.
Yeah.
Very persuasive. Lots of...
Yeah, because he's great.
Lots of followers. Tries to get peace. People yeah. could have seen, considered that to be like a...
Nah.
A trying nah. to gain...
Oh, yeah. That's it, isn't it? I forgot about that. If they... One of their tricksy ways, the Antichrist, is to make world peace. So then they can flip that switch.
Nah.
Flip that switch.
No, they're all talking shit. Anyone who wants peace is obviously out to get peace.
Now, I've got to be honest. I think... There's a problem with accusing individual people of being Antichrist.
Especially if they want peace.
Because it's very, very dependent on who's just unpopular at the time.
Any unpopular leader is the Antichrist.
Antichrist, yeah. So in 100 years, there'll be another leader who's very unpopular and they'd look back on Donald Trump and thought, yeah, he was pretty bad, but what about this guy?
I can't believe
in 100 years, Donald Trump's not going to be effective to anyone anymore.
Well, it depends how what he does.
Unless fucking bionicle arms and that come out, uploads his consciousness to a robot and becomes Robot Trump.
Unless he becomes president of Earth when he's a head in a jar.
Robert Trump.
He could be. I wouldn't put it past the people of Earth to fucking elect him.
The other biblical reason why none of those guys could be considered to be the Antichrist, the Antichrist. Is because biblically Jesus returns after the Antichrist rules around on the planet. So effectively what we're saying is we're looking for someone who's going to be even worse than all those people we've just talked about.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
What, because then Jesus will come back and be like, fucking boom! I'm back.
Well, yeah.
With guns.
What did Sylvester Stallone was the second coming of Christ?
He's just been waiting.
What? Oh, right. So he just wanted just making films and...
Yeah.
He's been waiting.
He's got caught up in it.
So Mr. Stallone isn't Rambo. That's a character. He's just been getting old.
Yeah.
Mr. Stallone.
Hey, wise guy.
That's Al Pacino.
Come over here.
That's a good... That was a good Stallone impression.
Thanks. Come over here.
Thank you very much.
That's Elvis.
That's Elvis. So, so that's my problem with it, and that's a lot of people, like contemporary liberal Christians, would say that's kind of nonsense.
But if that's the case, if Trump is the Antichrist, then he's going to fuck this world up so bad. Jesus is going to like ride down on a bolt of lightning.
Surfing the wave.
With Mjolnir.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. If Mabus dies and World War III doesn't start, must be Trump.
Mm. Oh yeah, so we've got two people in the running right now.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know. Trump could be the Antichrist.
He
could get trumped by Mabus.
Obviously, when I googled Antichrist about 4 days ago,
it was Trump.
It was Trump all the way down. I had to go through about three pages before I got to
Mabus.
Mabus, yeah. But that's my issue with it. I think Tish, you were pretty bang on with what I would consider. And obviously, if you're listening and you are a Christian and you feel you're quite liberal with your opinions, and you know, you might still have an opinion on the Antichrist that is different to this, but the majority of Bible believing liberal evangelical Christians would say that, particularly if you look at the Bible, the Antichrist is something that is kind of, it could be a spirit, it can be something that is against or counterfeit to God and his kingdom.
Mm.
Okay, so someone who isn't kind of...
Isn't playing by the balls.
By the balls?
Yeah.
Isn't playing by...
What?
It's
like rules, but balls.
Right.
All right.
Well, not necessarily the rules, just someone who, someone who's kind of... So if I had a real £5 note and if someone was offering something that looked... just as good, but it was counterfeit.
What, like the new £5 note?
It's a little plasticky.
It's a new one.
Looked a bit wrong and plasticky.
Tesco's is the Antichrist. Because it contains animal
Tallow.
It does include animal fat, doesn't it, in the new £5
And
note.
You gave me one. I'm so offended.
Oh, I haven't got an old one.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
You better spend it quickly.
I'm not. I can't eat it.
I think you were quite bang on. How did you put it? That someone not...
Anyone who's trying to deviate from...
Christ consciousness.
Us ascending to Christ consciousness.
Yeah, I guess it's
anyone...
Anyone
trying to distract us from being... compassionate, loving humans
by offering you a different way of living, yeah.
Yeah, by basically playing to your worst traits like selfishness and fear, trying to play on the things that make us fallible as humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of people who are probably not evangelical Americans would say, how could, if you take someone like Trump, how could you possibly say that you're a Christian when you're not allowing refugees into your country, mm-hmm. and then you bomb that country and then complain that the refugees have been hurt by what's happened. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why would you not intervene and let stuff happen that you know will probably happen to those people if you don't try to let them into your country? It's just my opinion.
Yeah,
I think if you profess to be compassionate and kind and inclusive and you want the best for people, why would you allow that to happen to people in a situation like that?
Do you think this is a bit of like a hot button episode?
It's a hot button. I don't care. Let's grab the hot cross bun by the buttons and steer it into Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
I typed in the word Antichrist into IMDb.
Right. Into IMDb?
Yeah, just to see what kind of
I bet there's a film called Antichrist. I bet it's shit.
There's 122 titles. The main ones we've got Antichrist, came out in 2009.
Right.
Dark Horse, which was a TV movie, aka Antichrist.
Right.
Antichrist, 2005, TV special.
Mm.
Exact title matches. I'm trying to. If you're into movies, I haven't seen any of these films, but if you want to see any of them, they're probably all shit.
If they were good, we haven't heard of them.
Well, let's have a look at Antichrist, 2009. This is the only one with a picture.
Right.
This is like the.
So this is the main one.
This is like the main one.
What's this IMDb score?
6.6. So it's not bad.
It's probably alright, yeah.
A grieving couple retreat to their cabin in the woods, hoping to repair their broken hearts and troubled marriage, but nature takes its course and things go from bad to worse.
Do you want to watch it, Tess?
What's this?
Antichrist, 2009.
Trailer.
6.6.
No. Is it about JFK?
No.
No.
No. It's got Willem Dafoe in it.
Ooh.
He's the Antichrist.
Must be good.
Elected into that role as the Antichrist in the film Antichrist.
So I'm not going to recommend any of those.
I'm not going to recommend any of those.
One documentary that I will recommend.
Louis Free.
If you haven't listened to Bob's Nostradamus episode, I'd recommend you go watch it. Watch Listen. It. And this my mother-in-law thinks you watch podcasts.
All right.
Go back and listen to it.
Yeah, I recommend. That's a good one.
It's a fantastic. Well, just because you did it, mate.
Yeah, I know. It was good as well.
It was a fantastic episode. It was really, really interesting. But there's a YouTube video documentary. If you just search Antichrist and History Channel, the History Channel have done a 45-minute documentary about Nostradamus's Antichrist predictions.
Oh, that's good.
So about the three and the third one being Marbus.
Mm.
I didn't really want to talk about it. And apologies if you've listened, or just because I haven't seen it. I've probably seen about 15 minutes of it. Right, what I watched was good fun.
Yeah.
Apologies if you listen and you normally like having some kind of video footage to kind of help you along with the episode, but I'm sure if you Google this stuff, it's just nonsense. It's just so many people. This is why I think so-and-so is...
A lot of opinions, not many facts.
Yeah, and it's all just people looking into stuff.
But then we're just giving opinions.
Yeah. But I'm not conclusively stating that any of these people are the Antichrist.
Who are you saying is then?
I don't think it's any one individual.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's a concept.
I haven't done enough research into what's called like the apocalyptical books of the Bible to know enough about it, but I would suggest it's not going to be one individual, I don't think.
Okay.
I think it's just a spirit, like we talked about at the beginning, something that is anti-Christ in the way that we go about living and trying to stop people who are compassionate, kind, caring, all those things. So that is what I'd recommend. It looked like a good documentary, I just haven't seen all of it.
Well, it's going to be on the blog.
Go for it. There we go. Done. Do you want me to go through all the spiel?
Well, the blog I just mentioned.
Don't know if I know it.
Website is
weirdtalesandunexplainable.com.
You can find everything on there.
Everything's on there.
Everything. That's all we have to do nowadays. If you want to find us on Twitter, it's on the website.
Yeah.
If you want to find Facebook, it's on the website.
What's that website?
Weird Tales and Unexplainable.
If you went on your phone, mate, you'd know about it.
One more time.
WeirdTalesandUnexplainable.com.
And it's got everything on it, isn't it? All the pictures and stuff.
Holy shit. Does that mean our show is the Antichrist? Because we got elected to nomination for the other category.
Yeah, yeah. We're the Antichrist.
And that's how big a deal the podcast awards are.
Our power to...
If you want to vote for us...
Yeah, one more time.
BritishPodcastAwards.com. Mm. Go to nominations. We're at the very bottom.
Yeah, but you can vote anyway. I think from the homepage, you can just click on the bit that says vote for your favourite podcast.
Awesome.
So there you go. Very bottom of the list, very top of the awards night.
Yeah.
We're at the top.
I reckon
we'll be rubbing shoulders with
you. If we win...
You heard it here first.
Do we have to give a fucking speech?
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about the environment.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do
it. You can't come up.
I'm going to talk about Trump.
DiCaprio.
I'm going to talk about Tom DeLonge.
Okay, yeah, so all them things. And if you want to contact us, you can press the little thing that says contact on the website, or you can email us directly at unexplainableuk@mail.com.
If you've got any Antichrist stories, email us in.
So next week we've got a discussion episode, which is long overdue. But we've been trying to pin down the person we wanted on with us for a while, and they're going to be free next week for us to record with.
We haven't done one since Lauren.
Yeah. So it's been a long time, but we've got a good topic and a good guest for next discussion episode. And then after that, this has got an episode. And the other thing, okay, so this is like serious business, boring shit, but this is bad news as well. Like, we've just hid this right at the back. we will be stepping down from being weekly very soon. Basically, you're going to get discussion next week and then a proper episode, and then there'll be nothing the week after that. So it's going to be fortnightly again. And purely because we've just got a lot going on in our lives at the moment. Tiz has just moved. Beef's got a baby on the way. We don't want to stop the show. And it's kind of cost us more money to do the show and stuff because of the travelling. So basically, every fortnight, you're going to get one of the proper episodes, you know, the core episodes that one of us hosts on a topic. So there won't be the weird news stuff. There won't be the interviews, the special stuff. It's just the core episodes, which I know is everyone's favourite. But what we're going to do is we're going to launch a Patreon. And if we can reach enough thresholds on the Patreon, then we're going to throw in a weird news every month as well, available to everyone, not just people who got the free money to donate. By the time this episode goes up, I should have the Patreon page set up, which I imagine will be patreon.com/weirdtalesandtheunexplainable. You can pay, you know, $1 a month, $1 an episode, whatever you want. If you've got some free money, chuck it to the show, and it might give us that little extra money so that we can get a weird news out every month, and then, you know, maybe more. And if, you know, maybe we'll start some rewards. A couple of people asked for like t-shirts. We'll get some cool designs set up, and, you know, we'll get some stuff set up. But if you're interested, if you've got the spare cash to contribute to the show, patreon.com/weirdtalesandtheunexplainable. We'll see what happens. There might be like one of you that's going to donate $1 a month, and we've got $1 a month coming towards us. But even if that's all of you, of the thousands of listeners we have that can do it, it still chucks $1 a month our way.
Mm. It sounds like we're shafting you guys just as we've been nominated and we hit the big time.
Yeah, it's not. It just happens all at the same time.
I think it's something we've got to consider is, you know, are we going to, you know, like you say, we've got a lot going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I would rather have 2 solid episodes a month.
Yeah.
And obviously be able to look after my baby.
Yeah.
Than have 2 good episodes and then 2 shoddy ones or nothing.
Exactly.
Because we can't get together. So it is for the best. And obviously we would rather keep going. And I'm sure all of you guys would rather just keep going rather than stop completely.
Exactly.
So I can't commit to every week because I don't know what is... I might have a wonderful baby that sleeps all the time and, you know, but who knows?
So at the moment, we're just going to set, like, if we can get a certain tier a month, we'll put in the effort and we'll put in, like, an extra episode every month. You know, probably going to be a monthly weird news, if not, you know, something a little bit special. And we might be able to chuck in the discussion every 10 episodes, something like we used to. But starting as of 3 weeks' time, it's going to be going back to fortnightly.
Mm.
So that's the bad news. Good news. Listener of the week.
Yeah.
Who actually did donate this week.
Okay.
So that's the other thing as well. If you just want to do a one-off payment, donate button's still on the website. You don't have to pay monthly. You don't have to pay per episode. Whatever you want, that's up to you, Patreon. If you just want to give a one-off tip to us and we need that because we've got the tattoo episode 100 coming up and we ain't got the money to get the fucking tattoos. So we need to set up a tat fund. If you just want to donate to that, you just click the donate button on weirdtalesandunexplainable.com. But someone who did do that this week, because we'd emptied out our donations pot completely.
Yeah.
And then we got the first donation of the new wave of donations, was Matt Peace, who's a really, really good guy. He's always chatty with me on Twitter. And he chucked a little tip to us. He's caught up. He's been listening back through the back catalogue. He's finally caught up. And basically he thought, all them hours of entertainment, that's worth a little tip. So he chucked a bit of cash our way. And for that he gets...
Yeah, I spoke to Matt Peace on Twitter, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. About the donation. It was just after the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's just after Weird News.
Yeah. No, that's it. So there we go.
Yeah.
You did. So yeah, he's very chatty on Twitter. He's a really good guy. And he chucked us a little tip our way. He said, treat yourself to a beer or something. Actually went towards our tickets for the award ceremony.
But we will have beers at the award ceremony.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there we go. Matt Peace, listener of the week.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, that felt like a really long outro, but we had a lot of info to get through.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're done.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you've got, you know, 3 more weeks solid before we go fortnightly.
Yeah.
Discussion next week.
That's not bad. How many, like, look at all the big boys. They're not weekly, are they?
A lot of podcasts, I feel, go weekly, but they'll do, like, series.
Yeah.
Someone like Buxton will do, like, 10 weeks of shows, and then he'll have, like, a couple of months off.
Yeah.
While he's gathering new interviews. And then we're like, another 10 weeks of shows then. So, yeah. You used to get by with us being fortnightly. I'm sure you can do it again.
And if you can't... And it might not be forever.
Yeah, and if you can't deal with it, give us some fucking money.
So it could just be a temporary thing.
All right, we'll see what happens. That's the plan for now. Anyway, yeah. You got an outro?
Just, thanks for listening.
JFK wasn't the Antichrist.
And T next time.
Oh...
Christ, you later.
Oh, Christ, my bike.
Now it's going to be monkey gone to heaven underneath us.
This monkey.
I'm going to literally start. Heaven! Oh, God. That's the worst attitude thing I've ever heard. Right, okay. See ya. The devil is six, and the devil is six. The devil is six.
What, because then Jesus will come back and be like, fucking boom! I'm back.
Well, yeah.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.